tonight. Everybody raise your hands up here as God freed his sister tonight. Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. That's it. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get the victory. Victory is yours.
I give you my soul. Oh, Lord. I give you my mind. Right now, Jesus.
Like the woman at the well needs you. I need you like a drunk man. I need you like the sick man needs you, Lord.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
Somebody need God right now. Why don't you come on down?
I give you my mind.
I surrender.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our founder, Bishop Elbert Mulberry's message today, and we're truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder and national mother, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again this same time next week.
On the battlefield, and I'm fighting, yes I am.
Fighting for the Lord.
You know what I did? I promised him I would serve until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
you, Jesus. I'm found, was blind. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Through many dangers, so many toils and snares, I have already. In that same grace, please be seated. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you right now, Lord, as we say praise God, we praise you to the highest. For we realize that it was nobody but you that have brought us to this point in our lives. And now, Father, as we lean into your word, we're asking, Lord, that you make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and never ever drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to our pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, to Reverend Rodney Lonix in his absence, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Dr. and Mrs. Vernon Maccabee. So glad to have them here. And of course, to all of you, let us move. I used to like to hear Deacon Baker say this in deacon meeting, expeditiously. Let us move expeditiously today. We've had a lot of good things happen. We've got a lot of things happening after church. Our children are guest artists. So I will condense some things, if you don't mind. This is a holiday weekend, but let me say this. Like I already said, Labor Day is tomorrow. Get a break from work, some of us. Break from school. Barbecue and Law and Order reruns all day. Amen? And if you're sad, there's some stuff that they sell that can make you glad. That liquid courage. Amen. Be careful with that stuff. Amen. But with all the things that are happening here, and there's a lot, let me talk to you just a little while about what should be your main focus. Go to Philippians, third chapter, if you will. It's a very familiar passage, but well worth repeating time and time again. Philippians 3, I'm going to start reading at 12, says this: not as though I had already attained, we know this, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. We used for a subject a little while. You've heard it before. Keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. Amen. There's always something to do. A lot of things happening here at Mount Calvary. But don't get it twisted. It's all for the same thing, or it should be. And if it's not, then you need to readdress some things. Amen. Amen. All of our eyes should be on the same prize. Amen. Now listen, as far as the congregation goes, we know it's our anniversary. It's 75 years. But we ought to be doing this for something way deeper than 75 years. Can I get a witness? Sometimes we just don't know what to do. I'll give you a little African proverb, if you will. The lion is the king of the jungle. Amen? The lioness does the hunting for the lion family. Amen? Amen. The lion, the male lion, usually doesn't hunt. The lioness does the hunting. This one day, the lioness was out perusing her African supermarket, if you will, looking for something to eat, doing the shopping, amen? She sees a deer, a big plump deer. And as she's about to crouch and take the deer down, she sees a rabbit. She lets the deer go and decides to chase the rabbit. Right when she was about to pounce on the rabbit, she saw a turtle. Now, the turtle is slow, but this day the turtle was pretty fast. The turtle eluded her in the brush. At the end of the day, the lioness comes home from shopping, and the old lion, the king of the jungle, says, "Where is my food?" And the lioness has to tell the king of the jungle that she had a deer in her sights. She missed him. She let him go for a rabbit. Missed him. Let the rabbit go for a turtle. The moral of this story is sometimes your eyes are too big for your stomach. Amen? You got to decide on one thing and let some other stuff go. Or you'll be hungry at the end of the day. You won't have anything. Paul gives us a focus for our life, a spiritual focus. Not as though, he says in 12, I had already attained. In other words, not as though, listen, I'm not speaking to you as a perfect man, amen? You know, Paul had not yet obtained the full knowledge of Christ. He was working toward that. You know, that's a good lesson for all of us. We think we know all there is to know about Jesus. And so we don't try to learn anything else. Amen. But we all are a work in progress. Nobody here is a finished work. God is not through with any of us yet. Paul said, I'm not talking to you like I know it all. But what I do know, I'd like to tell it to you. Amen. And then, you know, he goes on to say, there's one thing I do. One thing. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But there's one thing. Huh? Not 100 things. Huh? Not 12 things that I attempt to do. Not 5 things that I start and don't ever finish. Everybody here got a project at their house they started 10 years ago, never finished it. My wife is on me all the time. I got 2 or 3 projects, years ago I started. I keep telling her, I'm going to get to it. Amen. But we got to settle on one thing and do one thing and be like-minded. All the stuff we're doing at Mount Calvary, I ain't mad at you. That's good. But we got to all be like-minded. Can I get a witness? Amen. I heard Barack Obama say something at John McCain's funeral that was very, very prevalent. Said, we might not agree with one another, but at the end of the day, we're on the same team. We wear the same uniform. Paul says he's putting all his energy into one thing. One thing. You know, as a church, we got a lot of things to do. You know, our goal is not only a dollar amount, but our goal, first and foremost, is to bring souls to Christ and to maintain faith and fellowship. That's our main thing. You know, perhaps you too might have some problems in living the focused life. Can I get a witness? Some of us are very easily thrown off of our focus. Our spiritual discernment gets weak. The things we normally could see coming, we just can't see them coming anymore. Until they're right there beside you, wrecking your life, wrecking your house, wrecking your church. You got to stay focused. Paul enjoyed a special relationship with Christ, but he still longed for a deeper and richer knowledge of Christ. When I was being taught by Reverend Lawson, he made me read this book on Christology. Amen. And it was all about understanding the ways of Christ. But the foreword in the book said this: even though you may read this book, do not think that you know all there is to know about Jesus. Amen. It'll tell you something, and that's because we want to continue to know him. We want to get to know him better and better and better. I've been married almost 38 years, and every now and then my wife will say something, I'll go, huh? You, look, we all learn each other day by day. When you stop learning, get your casket ready, amen? Paul wanted to know about Jesus. He wanted to know about the power of Jesus. He wanted to know about the power of the resurrection. He wanted to know about how to bring souls to Christ. And he said, all this stuff I've been doing, tent making, planting churches all over Asia Minor, the one thing I want to do is know Christ for myself. Amen. And he wanted to know the fellowship of his suffering. Can I get a witness? You know, not a lot of us want to talk about how Jesus suffered. We all want to talk about the good things, about all the things that the Lord can do for us, about all the things that we want. Pray for a better job, praying for a better house, praying for a spouse. Oh, that's good now. Oh, that's good. Amen. But none of us want to talk about how Jesus suffered so we can have all of those things. Can I get a witness? None of us here want to get whipped like a dog all night long. Amen. If you do, you need to go see a psychologist. Something wrong with you. Nobody here wants to be talked about and ridiculed. Can I get a witness? Nobody here wants to have to die for something somebody else did. We don't want to take nobody else's rap. Can I get a witness? But Paul found all of this out about Jesus. Verse 14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Many, many years ago, about 100 or so pounds ago, when I was running track for Ash, amen, nobody wanted to run for second or third place. Can I get a witness? When you kneel down in the starting blocks, you want to get first place. Is that right? If you're running for third place or second place, you don't need to be in the race. Now, you might not win the race, but you ought to want to run for the first prize. Amen. You ought to want to run, press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. But let me tell you something. This might not be a sprint, this calling of Jesus. It's a marathon. Can I get a witness? In other words, you can't finish it in a day. You can't run it in a week. You can't run it in a month.
You need to be in it for the long run. Is there anybody here that's in it for the long run? Is there anybody here that's tired yet? Everybody's got a line. We all got stuff we want. The stuff I want might be different than the stuff you want. Amen. But we all got something that we want. But what we ought to want first is some soul insurance. Can I get a witness? You can't drive in the state of Louisiana without automobile insurance. And if you do, you're going to get one of them flags put on your license. Can I get a witness? And you can't legally drive anymore until you get that flag removed. If you live in a nice house, you want to have some insurance on your house. Amen. Deacon Lawson will be glad to see you at Lawson State Farm. Can I get a witness? Amen. You want to make sure that if something happens to that nice house, you'll be able to get another nice house. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you one thing. My wife just had two surgeries in the span of a week. And had we not had insurance, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, $112,000, I would have had to do something. I'd have had to get three or four jobs. But thank God for insurance. But let me tell you one thing. All of that's fine and good, but you better get some insurance for your soul. Amen. I don't care who you are. Even the queen of soul had to die. Can I get a witness? You better get some soul insurance. You better know where your soul is headed. You better press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Get focused. Sell all the plate lunches you want to sell. Have all the car washes you want to have. Raffle off all the tickets you can raffle off. But keep your mind on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. And that prize is Jesus. My daddy used to say, my Alpha and my Omega, my Rose of Sharon, my bright and morning star, whatever you call it, you better keep your eye on the prize. I remember when Peter jumped out of a boat on a stormy night to walk the water to Jesus, saw Jesus coming, say, Lord, can I come over there where you are? Jesus said, come on. Peter jumped out of the boat and kept his eye on Jesus, and he made one step and he kept looking at Jesus, made another step and he kept looking at Jesus, but then he started worrying about the wind and the waves around him, and he took his eye off of the prize, and then he started sinking. But thank God Almighty, when you're sinking, all you have to do is reach up and Jesus will take your hand. Can I get a witness? Keep your eye.